Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
That was very Minnesotan of you. Yeah, we are Kinks and Cocktails from Minnesota. And every episode we explore a different kink and have a cocktail pairing with it. So, how is everyone doing?
Fireball refund.
There's no more refunds available. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask you to speak to the manager now.
Right. And it's no one in this room, so good luck finding a manager.
Danny?
I need you real quick.
If you could come back down here.
How are you, Ma?
Good. I don't know what time does anymore. I don't know how to exist. I feel like I'm just floating on by.
Well, you made it here.
Exactly. I feel like now it's like the end of, I mean, it's like the end of October. And I don't know what to do with the fact that like time just keeps trucking along.
October is like the Thursday of the year. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
For me, it's my Saturday. I fucking love October.
Oh, that's okay. I like that. What's everybody doing for like Halloween?
I'm going to your husband's event.
See? Mom, are you going? Do you know about it?
I know, I didn't know about it.
It is on Friday. Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'll send you the invite.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I currently have no plans for Halloween. My wedding shower is on Saturday.
Fun.
So I'm doing that. I'm trying to get everyone to dress up. We'll see if that happens or not.
That's a cute idea.
I'm doing my best. And that's about it. I have no actual plans. Actual on day Halloween, I don't know. I have nothing.
I'm gonna be hung over and in bed.
Good.
That's fair.
That's right.
What's, do you guys wanna share your costumes?
You act like I have one.
I was like, I don't actually, I have a collection of onesies that I just rotated.
There you go.
Point. Or I did get some like light up wings that I wore to Lost Lands. That was pretty cute. Fantastic. What about you, Katie?
I have three costumes this year. Usually I just do the typical, like, I was, like, a satanic nun for, like, 8 years in a row. And so I finally switched it up this year. And I have three costumes for three different parties. I was a naked Sim character for one, with, like, the blurred out.
That's so fantastic.
That had my plum bob, my green plum bob that I made. It was fun. And then I'm going to be a, like, the newer Johnny Depp version of Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm. I have a retelling about that.
Yeah. And then it's awesome. Just be like a space girl or something. I don't know. I don't have that one quite figured out yet. Yeah.
Wait, so are you being all, did you say you've been those or that you're being those?
I've already been the Sim character.
Okay.
I'm going to be Willy Wonka tomorrow night and then the space girl on Saturday.
Impressive.
Yeah. I really went out all out this year.
So cool.
Yeah.
I know I have to do skeleton makeup for Sunday and that's all I know.
On yourself? That sounds
I
hard.
Guess they couldn't hear me shake my head, yeah.
Can't visually see us yet. One day on YouTube. We'll do it live.
Terrifying.
That's very funny. Terrifying. All right. Yeah, now that we're all caught up with everyone, Ashley, do you want to define this kink?
Aren't you going to do our drink here?
No.
After you define the kink.
Jeez. I apparently wasn't paying attention. Alright, well, mechanophilia. It is a philia involving the sexual attraction to machines such as bicycles, motor vehicles, helicopters, ships, and airplanes.
Alright.
Every time I see airplanes, I always read aeroplane.
Like, every time you see the word?
Yeah, every single time. I don't know why, it just doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, that's not how that's spelled.
Like A-E-R-O.
Yeah.
Plane. So with that, I guess I'll share our cocktail pairing. We did a silver Mercedes shot, and that is one shot of cold vodka, half a shot of cranberry juice, and then champagne floater, which I did not know what a floater was until today. It's where you take the spoon and you float. You pour the...
Yeah. And you just float. You float in the air.
You just float after you drink it. It's great. If you want to see us make it, learn how to make it, you can go watch it on TikTok.
I was actually surprised. It was actually pretty delicious.
It was tart, which I appreciate. I don't like sweet stuff.
We used the good vodka.
Yes.
Those were words.
They were words. You got through it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, we knew what you were saying. Let's see. And then we have our snack pairing, which we do not have in front of us today, but we can share. We are going to share our favorite road trip snacks. Mine are those little cheese cracker combo things. The combos. They're super old school, but they still make them.
So gross. Like
the
combos.
They're like the little round, super processed cheese and the cracker.
Not the square ones.
No. No.
They're called combos.
It's a round cracker with like cheese filling. And they're like little bits, pieces.
They're kind of like a Ritz cracker with like the fake processed cheese in it.
I know. I feel like I know like the squares that then have like a layer of cheese and then another square, and those are all cheese.
No, those are, you're thinking of the sandwiches.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No. These are like pretzels
wrapped.
It's like cheese. No, it's cheese wrapped in a pretzel.
There's a pretzel one, and then there's a cracker one. Here, please. I'm showing her a picture.
So gross.
Oh.
I don't like,
know what you're talking about.
They remind
about.
Me of childhood.
So gross.
I have only encountered those once or twice in my lifetime, and I think that I also thought they were disgusting.
They're still being made, so I'm not the only one that likes them.
Alden likes them. You guys are disgusting.
We're keeping them in business.
That's messed up.
The only ones. That's like beef jerky, too.
Yeah.
I love beef jerky. Mm-hmm. Same. Colin fed me a combos the other day, and I was so disgusted. They're just the worst texture in the world.
Well, Colin booped me the other day, and I was also disgusted. Again.
I told him he wasn't allowed to do that in your house.
Thank you. Good rule.
And he goes, I'm going to do it now that you told me not to. So you are warned.
He has not yet. Yeah, Colin was a guest today during our TikTok.
He likes fucking cars.
Self-proclaimed. We have audio of that.
Yeah. He'll be on our TikTok if you want to hear it.
Right.
And watch it.
Oh my gosh.
It's just my forehead.
What are your snacks? Road trip snacks.
I have two, I've decided. My one that is available everywhere is, I love the mini like Kit Kats that you get in like a bag basically. Like just give me 1,000 Kit Kats.
Oh, like the share one,
the little bites.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those
yeah.
are fantastic. Alternative crisps, specifically the white chocolate ones, are amazing. Alternatively, if it's a quick trip, they have the cheese stuffed breadsticks.
The Bosco sticks.
The Bosco sticks.
Those are the best.
Fucking next level. So like, I would totally say those are also my road trip snack.
When I got a quick trip, I just get a corn dog. Like I just.
That's disgusting.
I just want
to have to get Bosco sticks.
I get Bosco sticks too, but like corn dog is what I go for.
Corn dogs are messed up. I'm just gonna tell you.
I like corn dogs.
No, but just listen. Like the weird, like I feel like corn dog meat is not like normal hot dog.
No, it's not.
Like
it's better.
I feel like you don't know.
No,
it's like weird. Like you don't know what's in there. Like it's not like a hot dog that's like it's an all beef frank.
It's like a hot dog is a bologna stick.
Well, yeah, but you can get like good hot dogs. Like there's all right. these. Hot dogs, and those are the only ones I eat. And then you get a corn dog, and it's like literally all of the worst parts of meat they just shoved inside bread, and we're like, good luck.
They're
we
made
don't really
from
know
like
what it is either.
Yeah, they're made from like the 99-cent package of corn of hot dogs. Like
that's terrifying. I don't know.
Good.
It's still good. I like it.
Oh my god, braver than me.
Mine is Puppy Chow.
Yum,
so good,
so good. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if there's anything else I really go for.
A monster.
That's obvious. Arizona's tea.
Right.
In fact, if there were to be like an Ashley Halloween costume, it would come with a side of like a monster cam.
Yeah, like if you were trying to make that spirit Halloween gift that everyone, or not gift,
right.
Like
the meme.
The meme
whatever,
that
yeah.
everyone's making. Mine's just a girl holding a monster and probably a baggy hoodie.
And a rainbow wig.
Right.
And yoga pants.
Yep.
That tracks. Straight out of 2013. So cute.
Just for you.
She moved her hair to scene hair.
We specifically cut it that way so that when she's drunk that she can have a scene haircut.
Or for emo nights.
Yeah. Right. It's specifically for because if I don't cut it that way, mm-hmm. she will cut it herself.
Well, shit face. Nikita walked in one time and he was like, Ashley, I'm gonna be mad at you. I was literally just sitting there with my razor just hacking at my hair.
Mm-hmm. That tracks. I've seen it. I know better now than to expect it.
The other day I had right-handed shears that I didn't know were right-handed because they sold them as lefties. And I wasn't paying attention. And I was like, why aren't these cutting?
Just no angle on them. You just can't get through anything.
No, they were just bending. Rough. Would crunch some hairs off. Ooh. You're welcome. You're going to have some fun times up here. Look at how sad that looks.
Wait, you do that to your own hair?
Yeah, why would I do it to anyone else's?
Moth and Ashley are hairstylists, in case you haven't figured that out. We want to start sharing what our centerpiece is.
Yeah.
In the middle of our table that we sit at every time we record. Ashley always ends up playing with it. Today it's a little airplane.
I'd like to also point out that, like, this is 99.9% Katie finding something super cute and creative in her home. So, like,
shout out. Over there.
Oh my god, stop throwing it.
I just tried to move it. His wheels don't work.
The wheels do not work.
Just bang it on the table, yeah. Don't you?
we're going to start, like, an Instagram story highlight, and every recording we'll share our centerpiece. It'll be our own fun little thing. We're cheesy like that.
It's cute, goddammit.
All right, should we move on to some fun facts?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. Well, it is an objectophilia, which is when you're attracted to an inanimate object. And typically there's not that many people that have an objectophilia. So this is another, like, unusual one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, a lot of men are attracted to their cars.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, just
silence.
I stand corrected. But, like, I think, my next point is that I think it draws, like, typically men to other points of the internet, because FetLife only had 24 members.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm sure they're on just on other.
The Discord had a lot of people.
I did find Discords with a lot, yeah.
I don't know who made us the Discord. I think it was you.
What?
We have a Discord.
Are we inviting people to join it?
Is that what? No, not like our Discord. Like, we don't have one personally. We should make one, but.
You were looking at Discord?
Yeah. And I was, like, trying to make us one with our email, and it was like, you have one. And I was like, no, we don't.
Interesting.
So, fun fact, we have one.
How do we log in?
Right.
No, that's super. I mean, I feel like, was that specifically for mechanophilia?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. I almost exited it out of my notes.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. But, so, any sort of objectophilia is treated like a crime in some nations, with perpetrators being placed on a sex offender's register after prosecution.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
And yeah, I agree. Do it in the privacy of your own garage.
Get the car off, please.
Yes. Does anybody else have any more fun facts?
I mean, I have a couple of the arrest.
I do too.
Okay, never mind.
Dates with those.
We'll save that then.
Okay.
With that, should we move on to history?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Take
we'll
it away,
Ma. The same ones then.
Yeah, probably. I would say, I mean, I don't know. I feel like with history this time, it was something that was really hard to find, like, actual dates or times of, like, things happening. So I have, like, just a bunch of random things and random dates that kind of, like, vaguely tie back to this more than anything. And I would just like to point out also, or just say, that, like, mechanophilia, and then also came up with, like, technophilia, which is just the philia and, like, sexual attraction to technology as a whole, which I feel like were very intertwined in this. And so there were a lot of, like, overlapping places that I found in those things.
I can see that happening, yeah.
So the first thing that I found was, like, going back to, like, robot versions of people, which you can loosely to kind of tie back to mechanophilia, even though it generally ties into, like, things with engines. I guess you can consider a robot having an engine.
Yeah.
So, like, the oldest term relating to, like, a robot, like, sex icon is the term robotess, which came out in 1921. And this is the oldest female-specific term for, like, a sexy woman resembling robot, you know?
Hey.
So that was super interesting. It's just, like, even going back to, like, the 1920s, you start to get, like, this, like, oh, okay, so we're, like, sexually attracted to robots now, I guess? Weird.
Yeah, because how advanced were they in, like, with robot stuff back then? Yeah. Like, and so I went, oh, that's interesting.
Probably not very. I think it's very much, like,
the sci-fi category of things.
Yeah.
Like, once sci-fi as, like, an actual genre was evolving, you started to see more of these, like, other things slowly emerge out of it that, like, you can kind of, I guess, find sexy.
Like, there was that movie where, like, those, like, nerdy kids, like, built a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Out of, I can't remember, what's the name of it?
It popped up a lot in my...
Yeah, you know what movie I'm talking about.
I do.
People are probably going to be screaming at me, like, at their speaker. But, yeah.
I was going to say a little bit later, so that was really, I mean, honestly, the only things that I found, that was, like, the earliest one, and then I feel like there were a bunch of, like, little things that were basically tying back to that. But in 1973, there was a French film that was called Le Grand Bouffe, which is including a scene of a man that was with a car that was copulating. So
can you translate that for me? You speak French.
The Grand Buffet.
Thank you.
Do you really speak French?
No.
Oh.
I took like two French classes in middle school.
And then we took sign language.
Yeah. And then we took sign language, which is based off of French sign language. Buffet.
Oh, I didn't know.
But yeah, so that just involves a man basically having sex with a car until he dies.
It's like an actual, it's not a porn movie, it's like an actual plotted...
I mean, it's like a satire. So okay. That movie specifically is a satire, I think, on, like, the bourgeoisie of the time, so, like, fancy people, and it's a commentary on that, so a lot of it involves, like, the main point of it and why it's called The Grand Buffet is because a lot of people, like, eat to death, basically.
I see.
Of, like, overconsumption and just, like, what that is, like, and, like, talking back on, like, what the world was at the time.
Right.
It's French, so I imagine it was very deep.
Welcome.
In 1976, that was when the term fembot first got used.
Oh, okay.
So the feminine robot was popularized for the television series The Bionic Woman in the episode Kill Oscar.
So,
yeah, fuck that Oscar guy.
Right. I find it... I guess I'm not surprised that, of course, it was a female robot created first instead of
having a male version.
Right. You could say, just imagine why and what it was used for, obviously.
Definitely. I mean, I think there's such a big
not
part
surprised
about, and I feel like you could also probably talk about the impact that, like, femininity had on the world and, like, having the perfect woman and these idolized ideas.
Yeah.
And how you can only find that in a robot. Or, like, I want my woman to be perfect, and then you have this robot that, like, cleans and is basically your mother taking care of you.
Right.
But what was that, like, Disney?
It was not Disney.
No, the Disney movie that, like, he made a robot, not a robot, she was, like, a computer wife.
The Stepford Wives.
No, I love.
Oh.
It was, like, a kid's show.
Oh.
Movie, it was
not that that sense. They just had the robot made.
That did get brought up a lot.
Really?
Like, yeah. They were like, as a non-sexualized fembot, just to show you what it is, they were saying, yeah, the maid from the Jetsons.
Who knows what Mr. Jetson Smart House. Or Mrs. Jetson
oh,
was
Smart
doing.
House. Totally.
Oh, yeah, I love that movie.
That's the one I think of every time.
Yeah, definitely.
Did anything sexual get brought up? No, it was a Disney movie.
No,
Disney, no, absolutely not.
No, she just locked everyone in because they were bad children.
I'm your mother now.
Yeah.
Right.
Bad children.
Right.
I'm thinking of the Stepford Wives movie. Have you seen that?
No.
That's where it's an entire town where their husbands, like, convince their wife to move to with their kids. And the husbands know what's going on, but the wives don't yet until they get there. And all the wives are like, picture perfect, and they do everything perfectly around the house, raise their kids great, like, and it turns out, as soon as you move there, the wife, like, gets, like, secretly taken and turned into a robot, and then returned to the husband.
Crazy.
Yeah, and so, it's a wild movie.
Yeah, that's right up this alley, I guess, the same energy. Then, in 1996, the film Crash concerns a cult of people that are fascinated by car crashes. Which some people said was, like, pretty closely related to, like, mechanophilia, maybe not quite to the sexual content, but, like, you know.
Interested in it, yeah.
In the year 2000, the website fuckingmachines.com was founded and dedicated as a pornographic website where there was video and photographs of women engaging with sex with machines and automated toys.
Wow.
So that was, like, a big staple, I think, just in, like, any sort of technological, technophile energy.
Yeah.
But yeah, founding of the internet, there has to be porn along with that.
Of course. I just want to like say something too, that while you're at that point, that reminds me of like on Clips for Sale and stuff, there are categories of just women pressing gas pedals.
Oh.
And that's like an entire category on Clips for Sale where it's just exactly what it sounds like. It's right. Just a woman sitting in a car and usually she has like heels on and she's like pressing the gas pedal and like it's, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Revving the engine and stuff. So.
That's so interesting. I feel like, I mean, it makes sense. I feel like how many times in media have you seen like sexy women on cars doing like car things and like, I don't know.
Car calendars, car calendars, whatever. It's always like hot models, like with the cars.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In 2007, there was a conference called Ars Electronica, and that was organized by the Austrian Arts and Philosophy Collective called Monochrome, and that was focused on sex and technology together. The festival presents talks, workshops, machine presentations, and films. So that's like everything, again, technologically related and sex. And so it's just all of this kink-based stuff that revolves around technology. That was founded in 2007 and went through 2015. Was primarily held in San Francisco at the time, and then has started traveling the world since 2015.
Very cool.
It seems like the themes change every year, but it always pretty much centers itself around sci-fi and, like, sex and, like, how they converge at those
countries. That'd be fun to attend.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm interested to know, like, what countries, I didn't see anything on it, they have been to at this
time.
I don't know if it's still going on or what, but yeah, they said that they started traveling around, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
Also in 2007, there was a man, I think this is where I was doing some research into, like, the first person that, like, ever got on the sex offender registry list,
mm-hmm.
And why, like, that kept popping up, that, like, oh yeah, you can be on the registry list for something, but, like, I was like, but why can you do that? Like, why would you do that? Under what circumstances did someone actually, like, have sex with something weird and then end up on that list?
Right.
So in 2007, a man, they put, and I put in quotes because it's simulated sex.
Okay.
So he was basically fucking his bicycle. But he was simulated sex with a bicycle in the UK, and that landed him on the sex offenders registry and 3 years of probation.
I have him in Scotland.
Technically Scotland, but he was a part of the UK at the time.
I have questions. How?
He was humping the bike.
Oh, humping. Yes. Yeah, I'm just thinking there's no holes.
But, like, he did have his pants down.
Yeah.
And gotcha. PP was out. And he was in a hotel. So to be clear, he was in a hotel at the time, in his room with the door shut.
With the bike.
With the bike. And two cleaners were coming and knocked on the door. And no one answered. And so they went in to go clean and, like, change out linens and stuff like you do in a hotel.
Yeah.
And he was inside with his pants down.
He should not be
on the bike.
No, I don't think that he should have gotten trouble for that.
No, I know. I was like, that was in the privacy of something and people walked in on him. And then, yeah, they ended up reporting him.
They accidentally walked in.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Oh, this was a hostel. So I don't know if rules are different.
Okay.
I don't know where
I think hostels are different because you are usually in, like,
a shared,
space.
It says in his bedroom. But it was in his.
The only thing I got today was he was caught by hostel workers while trying to hump his bike.
Right. I tried to dig as deep as I could, but they knocked on the door to clean.
There was no do not disturb sign.
And the door wasn't locked.
But if you don't hear them knocking or whatever.
Right, now I know.
You know.
I still feel like low-key, it's like, I mean, people have sex in hostels all the time. In, like, public, if you don't hear from
Maybe you wanted them to walk in.
My favorite. So I took that from a quote, and right after that it goes, but here in the U.S. of A.
It said that.
Yeah. It's not actually illegal to fuck a car, just against the law to do it in broad daylight.
Right.
So this made it
sound in public?
In broad daylight.
It's all it said?
Yeah.
That's all.
So you can do it in public and not get in trouble?
I mean, that's what it's trying to say. Like, if you did it in the dark, no one's going to see you, so.
Right, I think it's if you get caught sort of thing. But yes, you shouldn't have sex. Please don't pull down your pants and expose your genitals in public. How about that?
Saw way too many YouTube videos doing my research of this, of people doing that.
Oh, I just saw people making out with their car.
I saw more than
oh, God. But the hospital, I don't know where it's was in AYR, A-Y-R. That's where the hostel was located. I don't know where that is.
No clue where that is.
So if anyone wants to tell me, that'd be great. But yeah, so that was, I mean, yeah. I feel like that was the first thing that I ever found where someone ever ended up, landed on a registry for anything because of having sex with an object.
I mean,
it's on the southwest coast
of Scotland. Oh, Scotland. Okay. Okay, sick.
Hey.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It looks really pretty, in case you guys were curious.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll Google it. I did.
So tiny. Very pretty. And then in 2008, so the following year, the documentary My Car Is My Lover came out.
Yes.
And that follows two mechanophiles where they attended a huge car convention.
Well, they met online.
Yes.
As they met like online through mutual like websites or visiting because they were mechanophiles, and then they decided to meet like in real life.
Right. Yeah. I heard a lot of things about them being previously very lonely in their like philia and like not truly having like a whole lot of companionship through it. And so like, they were looking for that companionship and have friends that are also.
I wonder if they're still friends.
Maybe. One of them, they were very different in their love for cars. Like one of them, what was his name? Todd. He was the older guy, and he was kind of more of like the
dirty.
He was like the dirty old man. Yeah. Like he was, he did not care, and he did not even he just went for it, no matter whose car it was. Like he went after the producer's car.
Yeah, and they literally walked outside, and there was just semen next to the car.
Oh, God. And then he fucked his friend's car, who he met up with like one night, like secretly. Like he just. No shame. He just, like, did... He's the dirty old man about it.
He hooked up with 1,000 cars.
Is that what he said?
He settled down with his Volkswagen Beetle, though, finally.
Vanilla.
Vanilla. I did get that.
Oh,
the Volkswagen's name is Vanilla, which I found funny, because that is furthest thing from what he is, Vanilla, but...
He said it was because she's white.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, a seductive name.
Interesting.
Vanilla. That sounds like a stripper name. Yeah.
Edward Smith, who... was 1,000 car person.
Oh, that's not what my... Like, I had...
Todd?
Todd.
They both could have been.
I mean, Todd definitely has fucked 1,000 cars.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but, he also has a Volkswagen Beetle. I feel like all of them had a Beetle.
It was very common. Yes. Yeah. Hmm. But Jordan, the other one, he was more, like, sensual about it. Like, I want to get to know the car first. And, like,
see if there's... Rip out its innards.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
He ripped out the innards in every car he had. He was like, this part's not good enough. I'm going to make you mine.
Well, but he, like, replaced it to, like, to personalize it. He, like, personalized that entire car. Yeah, like, every single part.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't good enough for me. I'm going to make you mine.
He made that car exactly what he wanted.
Oh, God.
And it really got his engine revving.
Stop.
There it is. Alright, go on, Mom.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Well, thank you. So yeah, I mean, basically all of that, and yeah, it was kind of like them navigating their car convention, and that's really cool. And then, yeah, basically, I think it was, Todd and Edward must be the same person. I don't know why it was under, I found a few articles that named him as Edward Smith, but it sounds like the exact same person.
Maybe that was his, like, online name.
Persona. Yeah, yeah, totally. That sounds like a very... Totally. Online persona, like, trying to be anonymous.
Right,
yeah.
Definitely. Because that was when the Having Sex with 1,000 Cars came out. That was, like, he came out on the show, this morning. The show this morning. And
like a morning talk show?
Yeah, basically it was a morning talk show. And he talked about how he's probably had sex with over at least 700 cars. Jeez. Also the helicopter that was used in the television show Airwolf. I don't know the show, but yeah, he talked about that.
I'm pretty sure that's Todd then.
No, I know. I think they're the same person.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know why there's more than one alias. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and apparently he just like talked about how like even being a teenager and how like that was his whole thing and like how that began. Just a really Oh, my mic, sorry. And yeah, all of those things on the talk show. And then the last thing is that in 2015, a man in Thailand was caught. I don't know why this one was really included to be 100%, but he was masturbating on his Porsche in broad daylight and got arrested. So
on his own Porsche?
Yeah, on his own Porsche. So I don't know if that counts or not.
I mean, that totally counts.
I mean, you don't know. He might have liked the feeling of the engine revving behind him.
Oh, yeah. Even just like purring. Yeah, right?
That's
all my weird history related things. You always say, like, I don't think I got a lot, but you did. I liked it.
So I still have some weird arrests.
Go for it. All right, now we're moving on to kind of...
I have psychology.
Yeah.
So there's this one from Kansas. I did not get the date, but... Kansas man would not stop fucking a car until he was tased. And that was in 2018.
So I do want to say, I think in some cases like that, like, it could be some like mental illness, you know.
He was drunk.
Or that. But in some cases it can be, you know, that crossed my mind. Yeah. Where it could be mental illness. So we're not making fun of,
this was literally the headline.
That can happen, and I hope they are safe and.
He was a 23-year-old. He was charged for lewd, lascivious behavior. He was trying to put his dick in a tailpipe in public. 6 people saw him. It was not his car. And the cops took him to the hospital later and found out that his blood alcohol level was 4 times the legal limit.
Whoa.
Jeez.
But so instead of trying to drive the car drunk, he just
tried to sleep with it. I really want to know how, because apparently he was, like, laying under the car and trying to, like,
go up.
Up the tailpipe. I really want a video to see,
like, that man that's a weird angle.
I feel like there's an easier way to do that.
Right.
And then there was, Pennsylvania woman sexual attraction to car lead to public disturbance. 2 women chasing unnamed mechanophiliac wound up being health aides responsible, making sure she didn't get outside and hump everything.
Can you imagine that's your job?
Obviously, failed miserably this time. The aides and officers both cut up to the women outside Marshall in the heat of rush hour. Get it? In the heat? That was pretty
cool. Am I running off on you, Ashley?
No, it was definitely the
I got so excited.
So it was basically she got to a car and started humping the car, and she was hugging and all over a white Nissan that she called Husky Bear.
Interesting. Yeah. I also feel like, I don't know, at that point, that's just a compulsion. Like, you can't control yourself. Like,
and that's, I mean, cheers to, like, those workers where that's their job is to keep an eye. That's a hard job, I bet.
I think it's this one that I have. I didn't actually end up putting it in my notes. Because it was just basically the same thing. Police called for a woman who was sexually attracted to cars. Police arrived on the scene. She had kind of... Oh, no, this is a Nissan Pathfinder. No charges were filed, though, for that one.
Interesting.
They had to, like, drag her off the car.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So... I was like reading one and it was like, has anyone ever been arrested? Well, here's this one and this one and this one. And I was like, yes, thank you. But so back on to more of the psychology type stuff. So apparently it's mostly like people want to know how it works and like the object. One figuring out, like, the mechanics of the thing.
Curiosity.
You know, killed the cat, but it's okay.
Curiosity about the car.
For example, some people really like the warmth that comes off of it. Sorry, my eyes just, like, twitched and it was weird. Or, like, what I read a lot was people like to sit on washing machines or dryers because of the vibration it gives.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I can see the resemblance. Yeah.
Sorry, this just stressed. I don't know why it's stressing me out. I think it's because I have so many notes and I'm trying, like, and some of them just don't fit anymore.
Gotta use the bigger font.
Shut up.
I use, like, a size 25 font so I can read off of it.
Nice. Do you always rearrange your notes?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have, like, multiple times, so. Okay.
But sometimes it doesn't still go with the flow.
No, it does not.
I get it.
Well, and also, because I had a lot of the stuff with them.
Yes.
The so same. Thrown in there some places.
Mm-hmm. Repeat. That happens.
No.
So, but yeah, basically, it's just, it seems like, for the most part, it's more of using machines for their sexual arousal.
Yeah.
Or there's people that have to have it, and some people that just, like,
drunk and, like,
well, yeah, drunk and see it. But
adventurous. Let's put it that way. Some people, like, live their entire lives by it. Is that what you're saying? And other people are, like,
being
adventurous. Spicing it up.
Well, like, most of, like, the psychology that I read, it was mainly, like, people that were, like, oh, they're just drunk, or they're just getting adventurous.
Yeah.
And that's, like, one psychology paper that I read was literally, like, oh, if you go to a hospital, they're just going to chalk it up to, like, oh, you have some weird fucking fetish. Like, okay,
right.
Let me take your dick out of this vacuum cleaner.
Right. Yeah, like, I'm just thinking of, like, all the stories you hear, reasons why people went to the hospital for
for sex with
them. Yeah. My favorite one that I read.
You have some. Okay.
I do. A girl decided to masturbate with an electric mixing tool. Mixing spoon.
What?
Yeah.
You mean like an electric hand mixer?
Yeah.
The ones that, like,
uh-huh.
That looks like,
uh-huh.
Why would you put that anywhere near?
Uh-huh.
Wait, was it turned on?
Uh-huh.
Terrifying.
I don't want to know what it looked like afterwards, but yeah. It was.
No, actually not.
That sound effect.
Oh my god.
No, I feel like that's actually, I mean, not that specifically, but even you were saying, like, some people really need it or some people just, like it. I feel like there's also the differentiation between, like, people that, like, had sex involving their car. Like, some people, like, right, like, the tailpipe thing. Like, some people stick their dicks in tailpipes and some people, like, just, like, had to touch their car and, like, jack off in, like, the vicinity.
Right.
They're, like, occasionally I would just touch it and, like, then I'd relieve myself. Versus, like, other people would be like, yeah, I really need to, like, be on top of it.
And, right.
Like, it's so much more.
I need to be in the car on top of it.
Oh,
rubbing up against it.
Fun fact, while we're on the subject, I have a nurse friend. Shout out to, you know who you are. I already talked to you about this weekend. So I asked her, like, oh, yeah, what are you doing this weekend? She's like, oh, working. It's going to be really busy because it's Halloween weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sure you get a lot of weird stuff. She's like, yeah. A lot of people that shove things up their butts around Halloween time, like, ow, interesting.
Only flared bases.
Please, only flared bases.
Also, it goes up your butt that doesn't have a flared base.
Yeah, so Halloween, it is around spooky season, so.
Well, I also saw that, like, so this is another, like, quote that I had. Most new technology seems to turn to porn eventually. Webcams, virtual reality, internet. I see no reason why AI won't be included in this. It certainly will be cheaper to run phone sex lines with an army of bots instead of having to pay a woman to answer the phone. So, it was, like, a lot of, like, getting back on, like, robots turning into shit.
Totally.
Yeah.
Very, like,
taking over. Yeah.
It's just new wave fembots that are, like, there to, like, please you sexually, and our AI, I feel like, is definitely getting to the point where
they're working for free.
Right.
Yep.
I have a lot about,
scroll,
like,
scroll.
Yeah, I know, I'm just scrolling back and forth, because I have, like, a bunch of, like, big quotes, but, like, not that really matter, a lot of it just mainly about how, like, this one is, with some extreme mechanophilia need the present of, ooh, what the fuck did I just do? Oh, that's a really old picture of me, thanks for that. Didn't need that negativity. The presence of their object or machine to reach sexual gratification. In other words, it's a fetish. where some immediately find themselves aroused, incorporate them in the self, sex life, which is a kink. Sometimes it's more of a relationship or a sexual attraction. Some people identify as mechanophilia, have a relationship with their machine similar to how they would with another person.
Yeah. And when I came across that, it was like, they explained it like, yeah, that is my sexuality. Like, I'm not attracted to humans at all.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
just attracted to cars.
Yeah. I have my car, my relationship with my car, or whatever, and that's it.
Well, yeah. The old guy in the pod, Todd, he said he had sex with a woman once, and he was like, this was gross.
Yeah. He, like, hated it. Yeah.
His least favorite thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Also, do you want to know? Actually, I have a fun fact.
Yes. All right, yeah, let's hear it.
Do you know that you can spend up to 18 days in your car?
What do you mean?
Like, in 1 year, you spend up to 18 days
in your
car. Oh. Of, like, collective time. Yeah.
Just a community. Non-mechanophilia?
Yeah. Okay. 64% of individuals surveyed said that they consider their car a friend and say they'd rather spend a night in jail than see their car wrecked in an accident.
Okay, now we're getting to, like, the spectrum of, like, how some people do just, like, this is my baby, you know, like, or like, I know so many people, that name their cars.
My
and
car
like,
has a name. Every car I've ever had
what
has
is,
a name.
What, yeah.
My current car is Kat.
Okay.
With a K. Her full name is Catherine.
How's it spelled?
Catherine is K-A-T-H-R-I-N-E.
Oh, that's not how I'm spelled. I'm a Catherine as well, but I'm R-Y-N.
Well, so is Jasper. Colin named his. I know what it is. You want to be really mad?
Yeah.
Mercedes.
Oh, boy.
Car is a Mercedes.
Awful.
My last car was Alexander the Blue Mazda.
Yeah, they were married.
I like your name.
They were married to Jasper.
Nice. Yeah,
they were very cute together.
Aww. We would park them next to each other. And
we had many a photo of them, like, kissing. It was cute.
Is this why you picked this, Ashley? Am I about to learn something?
It's just that our cars are in love with each other.
Right. And then now, right, unfortunately, Alexander has passed away.
No.
And Kat.
Jasper's still going strong.
Jasper's now a widow.
Right. I don't have him anymore. But,
Well, they're happy together in car heaven.
My dad's friend took the car, and he welded the gas tank back together.
Uh-huh.
With gas in it. I'm like, how didn't you blow up?
Right. That does not sound safe at all.
Nope. I refused to do it because I didn't want to blow up.
Yeah, for real.
So.
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, Kitty, do you want to go on to yours?
Sure.
Common practices.
Before that, I just, all this talk reminds me of, like, the people that put the little eyelashes on the, like, headlights.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that so much.
I think it's
obnoxious. Go for it.
I think it's cute and also obnoxious.
Do you know that started with a, all dry, like, it was people that would go around and pick you up when you were drunk?
Oh, the mustache.
Yeah.
Wait, Lyft started with the mustache thing, right?
Yeah. And then they would drive your car home, though.
Oh, they had the eyelashes.
Yeah, they had the ones that had eyelashes would drive your car home when you were drunk. My ex-boyfriend's dad and mom did it.
Nice. Like, they own the company?
No, they just would do it. They signed up for it because they had nothing better to do on weekends.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I was sick. Let's throw up in my car.
I was sick.
Yeah. What's your words?
All right, so common practices. Let's see. So a lot of people, like, just take them out on, quote-unquote, dates, their car, which is typically just, like, a drive. So a nice Sunday drive. Date with their car.
I'm like, if a nice Sunday drive is a date with their car, I'm like, we're going to take this car on a lot of dates.
Yeah. sounds relaxing.
Right.
Yeah. And they'll end up sometimes at, like, a romantic spot. Like, you can picture what I'm saying. You know, a nice romantic spot.
Logan's cheating on you with his car.
Yep.
That car's seen some better days.
Is he bringing, like, picnic-style stuff with him? Like, sometimes they'll have, like, a glass of wine. And they'll, like, have, like, a picnic with their car at their nice little spot.
He doesn't do anything fun anymore.
That's his fun.
That's terrible. Yeah, I feel like he would have gotten his hail damage fixed if he really loved his car.
Check the trunk for picnic stuff and wine and
right, see what's in there.
Yeah.
When he's not around.
Mm-hmm. Send me a picture of his trunk later. Thank you.
Here's a person. I'll send you a selfie.
Uh-oh. It's the children that were in your own car.
Okay. Anyways. So some of them will, like, just kiss and feel it all over, obviously. Some, like, said that they like getting the oil on their hands.
What oil?
The car's oil. Yeah. Like, working on their cars and, like...
The grease.
Yep, they loved that. Some of them were really into that.
I don't even like sloppy kisses.
Right. Which is really, like...
Don't touch me.
Which is funny, because, like, my next point, some people were just extremely into cleaning their cars, like, daily. Like, they would just make sure every little thing was, like, rubbed down and clean. Like, they did it, like
Todd.
Yeah, Todd, yes. Right. Todd was definitely one of those. Cleaned it all the time.
He would touch the car, and he'd be like, ah, fuck.
Right? Like, it's like that part in Ferris Bueller, like, you can't sit in the car, you can't do anything, he just rubs it with a diaper, and that's it. Like, you can't, don't breathe on it. Let's see, some of them like to sleep in their cars. Not just with them, sleep inside of them.
I've done that.
I've taken a nap in my car.
Sexually?
No.
How do you sexually take a nap?
I think some of them would like masturbate inside their car, like in the back seat or front seat, wherever.
I've had sex in a car.
Yeah? I never came across that for this. It was all,
I mean,
just them and the car.
I would agree with you. I feel like anytime, like, again, like, even Todd was like, yeah, I had sex with a woman, but I didn't enjoy it.
And it was also in a hotel room.
Right. Maybe he would have enjoyed it more if it was in a car.
Yeah, maybe. Like a threesome.
Right.
Yeah.
With another lady.
I feel like he'd be more paying attention to the car. Like, he'd be, like, macking on the car while she's, like, riding around. He'd be like, ha.
Oh, boy.
You're welcome for that image in your head.
Right? Some females, so I guess males too, whoever, would use the strap on. And I never found out exactly where they would strap it on to. Use your imagination. Not sure. Could not find that.
Steering wheel.
Okay, there we go. There's some answers. One person said that they really liked to stroke the door handle, and it felt like they were holding the car's hand.
Aww.
I thought that was kind of cute.
I'm going to do that every time I get in my car now. I'm just going to stroke the door handle.
Your car is not going to like you.
No. I need to get my wheel fixed. Your car doesn't like me.
No, you're not taking care of it.
Next weekend, it will get fixed.
I don't even have a name.
It does. It's Mercedes.
Oh, that's Mercedes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Never
mind. We share a car.
Oh, I forgot.
So, yeah, some would obviously, like I said earlier, go to, like, lookout spots, like horny teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. And, like, do their thing.
I don't know what those are.
Lookout spots is a very old school thing.
I'm kidding.
Okay, I was like, don't make me feel old.
No. I literally thought you meant horny teenagers. How do you not know what horny teenagers were? You were one.
I was never. I was an angel.
Your mom's not listening. It's fine.
No, she informed us on Facebook.
Yeah, that was great.
She knows better at this point.
Right.
Dad, if you're listening, don't. My family said they were going to listen, so also don't listen. Sorry. I'm a horrible child.
They already knew that.
Yeah.
They expected no less.
We're not surprised.
That's fine. Hi, cousin. What is it about? Kinks. Oh.
What is Kinks and Cocktails about? What could it possibly be?
They sound so innocent where they don't even understand. They have to ask.
Kinks.
Read the first word again.
It's all about cocktails, just cocktails.
I'm trying to think what kinks could be another word for, like...
Kinks in your neck?
Right, like a kink, or like, there's a kink in the hose, the garden hose. Like, well, that sounded dirty in my mind, but...
It's just me stroking the hose.
You know, that's another way to talk.
Sounds like a great time. All right, let's get back to common practices. All right, so some like to give their car presents.
Like an oil change?
Yeah, like new rims or, you know, an upgrade.
New tires. I want new rims, so then.
Yeah.
You probably want them to be hot pink. Fucking weird.
Sounds awesome.
How would you know? They make custom, like, heart.
I saw those.
They're so cute. That'd be so good.
You really had to ask, how did I know?
I have pink, what are the air tabs?
Yeah, the little covers. Yeah.
I have pink seat cups.
Then I see covers are pink anime girls, and then I also have a pink steering wheel and a pink fuzzy gear shifter knob.
Yeah, and when you gave me a ride, I was like complimenting like everything. I'm like, oh my god, your steering wheel! I liked it.
Thank you. I'm trying to.
I'm not saying I didn't like it. I'm just. She asked how I know.
I'm trying to pimp out my Prius. Okay, it's a sleeper.
If I ever get another car, it's gonna be a.
I already know.
Hearse.
Oh, what? I thought you were going to say Jeep.
Or Jeep.
You're going to get a hearse? That's so doesn't fit.
I can put a whole ass bed in there.
You can't put a whole ass bed in there. It's pretty.
Yeah. Music festivals would be a dream.
Yes.
Get an RV.
No.
They're so nice.
No.
That's a lot of work.
But they're so nice for
and
music
festivals.
And I can't
drive that around everywhere.
You could.
You have to, like, empty the tanks and, like.
That's not that hard. We did it.
I grew up camping in motorhomes.
You have to get an easy one.
We did not have an easy one.
They make nicer ones now.
Yeah, true. Call me old again.
Modern technology.
I know.
Okay.
So someone would like do like photo shoots with their car, like take pictures, videos of it, like looking all fancy and nice backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they'd fuck the tailpipe. That's a very obvious one.
Too easy.
Very easy.
Be more creative.
Right?
Get adventurous.
Uh-huh.
Only at night.
In your own home. Bring your car
garage.
Into your living room.
Crash it through the door.
Privacy.
And then put a sheet over after you run through this living room. You have to put a sheet up so you're in privacy.
Oh, yeah.
And then call your insurance company and explain that.
Good luck.
One person said that their car drives better after a quote-unquote session.
Mm.
Probably a placebo effect, but
I believe
I'm fine. Yeah, right?
You're like, I believe that. Ash is going to go out and try it.
Colin, I need you to put your dick in your tailpipe.
You're like, this wheel hasn't been working so well. Ashley, you scary bug.
Why is there always a
phone? Not right there. It's on the table.
Ah, I was going to go with my drink. Ashley always grabs the bug by the webbing.
Oh,
and
no,
God.
No, 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 God.
Why does this always happen to us? Oh, yeah, because we're in a basement.
I'm so sorry, guys. I lost
and
the
it's
bug.
Right by me. As I'm doing my... It's my
keep turn. Talking, Katie.
Yeah,
I'll find the bug.
Easy.
Katie, talk. I will find the bug. You just keep talking.
Yeah, because I can concentrate now. Did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay. You're just telling me you did.
Now you have guts all over your floor.
Great.
Oh, I normally don't kill spiders,
that
but
was trauma.
It fell and Katie was gonna have a panic attack.
Okay,
so
I did.
I was looking over by the candy
it
ball.
Was very close to going into my drink, so thank you. I would have even more of a
it. It was so big.
It was.
Yeah, I got it.
It was a cellar spider. It spooked me.
All right. Well, now my like. Adrenaline's all revved up.
Danny, when you listen to this, we're so sorry.
We're not editing that out. No,
no.
Fine. Anyways,
most chaotic episode.
Okay, yeah. When Danny's testing our mics, like that's what he wants, like that loudness. We're always like this. This is how we talk.
You want me to talk at my normal voice level? Yeah, I got it.
No, talk like if you see a spider.
Okay, so I'm at normal level because I just tried to call you guys.
We all have different normal levels. All right, so some people would just go into like a parking lot. And are you? Are there more? Stop!
I got
what
it.
What did you find?
It was a spider.
Oh my god! We need a new studio.
Do you want to take my friends up on their offer?
Maybe. Okay, why are they all, like, around me?
That's your house.
They're like, that's the owner, get her.
She's not down here enough.
Right. So, anyway.
Some practices.
Yeah, so, some people would just, like, go into parking lots and just, like, walk around and admire. Some might take action, some might not, but lots of them will just go and look.
Yeah.
If you see a guy or a person wandering around a parking lot, maybe.
Either that or they're there to murder you, so.
Yeah, okay. Or they're lost and lost their car.
They're lost and lost. The amount of times I've actually done that.
Right.
Murderer. You're like pressing the keys button. I'm like,
right.
It's on the second floor. And you're right. On like the fifth.
The wrong. Yeah.
I've done that on mall before. Gone out like every exit. Maybe like a half hour to find my car.
That's happened. Yeah.
I park in the same spot every time.
Now I do.
Nordstrom Rack.
I was at a different mall. I was at the Roseville Mall. I got lost.
Don't go there.
I should. Sorry.
Oh, or park by Sequest.
What? Wait, is that East or West Side?
Wait, that's not at Roseville.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
They have Mall of America. They have one at Roseville.
That's, you're thinking of SeaWorld. Sequest is at Roseville.
Oh. Yeah.
There another hill.
Or geolocation. That was good. We're fucking up.
All right.
Giving them a closer circle.
Yep.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
We don't hang out at Sequest or SeaWorld, so don't worry.
I hang out at Sequest all the time.
All the time.
I just really want to pet the bass.
I really thought you were going to say something else. I'm really
concerned. The sea urchins?
Please
stingrays?
Don't.
Stingrays? You can pet all the fish. Salmon? You want to pet salmon? There's too many in that little bucket, but you can pet them.
Oh, wait.
Do you see how they had the fishing at Mall of America? In the pond?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
White people.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't even want to talk about it. There's like an outdoor store. Don't sue us. There's an outdoor store now in Mall of America. And for their opening, they release a bunch of fish into the pond, and you could like sign up to go fishing. I did not like it.
White people.
I know, right?
Who wants to fish?
There was a million comments on Facebook about it. Like, this is awful. Why are we doing this? Like, they still did it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But also, who goes fishing?
White people. White old men.
Did they hand out free beers, too? Because I feel like that's the only
way you could get. Surprised.
No, but like.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, common practices.
Yeah. Long tangents here. So there was a German woman who was in love with a Boeing 737-800 airplane.
Is that a fancy one?
Yeah.
Cool. I think so.
We have fancy.
Is that like a commercial airliner? Or is
I don't know.
It's an airplane.
But it was so physical where she would like order model plane parts of the plane and sleep with them at night in her own house.
Like
giant plane parts delivered to her house, and she would just spoon them and do whatever with them. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Sure. That's all I got. And then we got after talk.
What's your after talk?
So much.
Did you have any quizzes for us?
We do. That's after the after talk.
No, I got my phone.
I thought you didn't say there was another bug.
No. I wouldn't yell bug breath. If I had a bug.
No bugs.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I forgot I had Pokemon Go open. I was catching Pokemon. New classification on that. I can keep track of my lucky Pokemon.
Yeah, proud of you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd say there's a lot of stuff on like TLC. TLC sponsors? Somebody.
Total Wine sponsor us?
Total Wine. Oh,
it's for real, Total Wine. We talked about you so much in our group chat. At this point, I feel like without much alcohol we consume.
Yeah. We purchased so much alcohol from you. Total Wine Bloomington? Any of them? Let's see. Oh, I thought just geolocated myself anymore.
Bloomington's right next to the Mall of America. It's in That's where Mall of America is. We're fine.
Yeah.
We live in the Mall of America.
No, I just want people at Total Wine.
There's so many Total Wines.
Actually, I think that's the same Total Wine that, what's her name from Wine and Crime Attent goes to for their wine. It is.
In Minnesota?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I always try to.
Hey, you want to hang out?
Yeah. Hi.
It's combo episode.
Oh, God.
Serial killer fetish.
Crime. Some sort of kinky crime. I don't know. Hit us up. let's see. One guy said that him and his car have a special song. It's like their song. Like how a couple have their song, you know. It was Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. Yes.
Oh my God. I'm so jealous.
Loved it.
I hate it. Do you guys have a song?
No. I can tell you the song that Colin played for me the first time we ever hung out.
What was it?
Did you sleep to
it? Or was it really? Did you sleep to it?
We didn't sleep to it.
I've never. That's not what means what your song is.
I know.
The first song Colin ever played for me is the most cheesy song. It's Rainbow Girl by Searle.
Rave, you mean Pretty Rave Girl?
No.
Oh, there's yeah, there is Rainbow Girl, so you're right. Oh my god.
Because I have rainbow hair.
That is cute, though.
Nothing's changed.
Adorable. Ours?
It's gross.
So adorable, it's gross. Ours was Dance With Me, which is a ska song. That's what we danced to for our first song at our wedding.
Ooh. Was there, can confirm. Mm-hmm.
Do
you guys have one?
I don't know. I like to think that it's some Smash Mouth song.
Nice.
Preferably All Star, but
nice.
I think that might just be my theme song. I'm not sure that's our theme song, you know?
Are you going to pick one for your wedding?
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to pick for that. We have to discuss.
I can't remember my unlucky song.
It took us forever to like.
Right. I don't know how to narrow it down. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure, but like, again, I just love. Maybe we'll find an acoustic version of, like, My Chemical Romance.
Aww.
I have one for you, actually. Like,
wait, I'm not surprised.
It's not an acoustic. It's like a piano.
I would take that.
It's horrible. It's great.
That's
exactly it. Sounds awesome.
I was trying to remember if I could remember, like, any, like, actual R songs. I think I did have a My Chemical Romance one with an ex, but I can't remember.
Which one?
Travis.
Very emo, so, you know, you're emo for a lot of that time.
I don't remember which one it was, though.
Travis would make sense.
Yeah. No, I remember who it was. I just don't remember what song it was.
Got
it. It was just a My Chemical Romance song.
Yeah, fair enough.
With, like, the spider. It was on the spider album.
Yeah, I totally don't
remember. You're just so emo and saying that everything. I love it. Now, something else I wanted to talk about was in Orlando. There's one in Orlando and Miami, Florida called Deezerland.
Oh,
this is a like an indoor action park that like golf and stuff. But then they also have a huge collection of cars, a lot of like funny old or like classic cars you see from movies, like the like hovercrafts, Batmobiles, like all the famous like airplanes and bikes like from movies. All of that was there, and they have a huge collection. So I saw some people going there and exploring it and enjoying it. Oh, I saw some people saying that they like, so to them, cars in uniform. It's like a fire truck or like a car.
Yeah, well, still a cab.
Okay, I was going to say a cab, but you get what I'm saying.
Not cop cars.
No.
Not in these parts.
Nope. But yeah, cars in uniform was a thing I came across.
I fucked with the fire truck.
Here's the thing. Firefighters, fire trucks. Down for that.
Firefighters, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
You want to fuck a fire truck? What if it said sweet words to you?
The pressure of that hose might hurt.
I don't know, man. Some people might be ready to upgrade from their shower at this point.
Fair. I did find a girl on TikTok who has an OnlyFans, and she is a car detailer. Holly.
I know that's Colin.
You hear the stomping.
That's Colin. For sure.
You hear that in the background. It's
even if you
I don't
can't.
Know what they're doing up there.
Fuck you, Colin.
Colin and Danny are having a play date while we record.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. I don't know what they're doing.
Stomping.
Yeah.
So yeah, this girl has an OnlyFans, and her entire OnlyFans is content of her job as a car detailer. She dresses all sexy, and she is also a mechanophile. Nice. So, yeah, I thought that was cool.
That is cool. And, like, that people are, like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this feels so far in the past, like, even when you're talking about that documentary, like, that was a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That was still, what, like, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
So it's good to know that people are still holding it up.
Right. Did anybody come across any, like, super unusual machines? I saw somebody talk about a forklift.
Ooh.
Don't know how, but...
You lift up the forklift and then you insert it that way.
Oh, God.
Back up on it.
It just lifts you up.
That sounds fun.
No, I feel like I really just heard a lot more about like more like sex toys. Like, what is the
I mean, God knows everyone's seen the jackhammer, right? I feel like that sort of thing, but I really didn't see
the drill dough.
The drill dough, yeah.
Colin wanted to buy one because he thought it'd be funny, and I said, absolutely fucking not.
It would go well with your fister.
That rubber fist has been around. It goes on groove cruise with us, and one of the guys, when he came to Minnesota for, like, our groove cruise event,
yeah.
He literally came in, and he was like, Colin, are you bringing the rubber fist? And Colin goes, I can. That thing is so, that thing rolled around in the backseat of our car, because whenever someone would, like, yell at Colin, he would just wave it at them, and they'd be like, what the fuck? That thing is dirty.
It's gotten around. In more ways than anything.
It still has one of our friend's faces tattooed on it.
Nice.
Nice.
I wonder if I could put Deanna's. I have one of those tattoos and I'll stick that on there.
Ew. Anyway.
Really personalized. A lot of people said that car graveyards make them sad.
Oh. I did see that.
I feel that way anyway.
Right.
My grandpa has a grave. Well, he calls it his field of dreams.
Your grandpa has a grave, so?
A field of cars.
Of dead cars.
Uh-huh. Oh. I
see. He calls it a field of dream because he thought it would make him money one day. And then he tried to sell the cars and all of them have trees growing out of them.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Is he in Minnesota or the Midwest?
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Midwest is not a good place for storing cars. We just have too many seasons and storing anything outside is like doomsday.
He has a Volkswagen, like, hippie van and I really want, it's not a Volkswagen, mm-hmm. but it's a hippie van.
So now there's trees growing out of all of it?
That one just doesn't have a floor anymore, but he uses it as storage. So, like, everything's just on the ground outside, but it's covered slightly.
Right. Aww. The weather is just rough on things here.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why cars, when you have a car and you store it in Minnesota, it's worth significantly less than it would be in southern states. Because the weather is so much worse.
Yeah.
More expensive to live here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, taking care of your car was.
Totally.
So, winter tires, yeah, everything.
You put winter tires in your car?
Yes. Fancy adult shit. We're not there yet.
How do you not? Are you serious?
I've never put winter tires.
Well, a lot of. Okay, if you buy a car here, it usually already comes with it.
They're all season.
Yeah, right.
Those aren't winter tires, though. So. They're specific winter
tires. Shows what I know. Okay, I do have a quiz.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so open your mind here. It's time to do that.
You're going to ask me what my favorite car is.
We'll get there.
We're not there yet.
Calm down. All right, so what do you think is the sexiest Transformer that there is? Now, when I first read this question, I was talking to Danny about it. He's like, you know there's like 10,000 of them, right? And I'm like, I did not know that. But
Bumblebee.
Right, I was going to say Bumblebee, too.
Okay.
That's
because... Hands down. Or Optimus Prime.
Well, Optimus has that good top energy. But
I like Sideswipe. It's the one with the wheels and the, like...
Who's the
hands,
Decepticon that's the jet plane?
I haven't seen Transformers in so long.
I know. I had to look these up. Like, I wasn't... Yeah. I know which one you're talking about, right. But I don't remember their name.
I don't remember his name either, but that one was also good moment.
So if you were to partake in this play, what would be your car? Or anything?
If I could have any.
Mine was going to be any car with like a holographic glitter wrap.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
Can I have a train?
Yeah.
I would take a train.
I want the new Mercedes off-road.
Okay.
Can you show me a picture?
Because you like it rough.
It's fucking
I want to see
ugliest
it, yeah.
thing in the world, and I love it.
All I need to know about you.
I'm dating Colin. Mary, you know I like
trains.
Love you.
Wow.
Real rough. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a train would be like, it's like old man energy, and I feel like it would just treat me right, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like it would be really sweet and be like, bring me flowers and stuff.
Choo-choo.
Like, that's my energy.
I like that.
That's
the first train we've talked about, I think, on here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trains, planes, and automobiles. John Hughes, Perma
it
Pictures.
Also has
sponsors.
Solar panels on
that's
the front.
Disgusting.
Let me see.
I love him.
Wow.
I want
it almost looks like vintagey.
Yeah. It's not what I thought it was gonna look like.
No, not at
Those
all.
Those are solar panels.
Okay.
It looks terrible.
I love it.
Eco friendly. Nice.
Never eat stuck out in the woods.
Yeah.
True? Yeah. So this next part. So this is our last part.
Woo!
This is the PC computer game. Did you guys look at this?
No.
Where?
It was in Google Docs. I'm glad you did.
No, you're supposed to.
I'm about to blow your mind.
Okay.
So it's a driving game. It's a stick shift game. A car sex simulator.
What?
It's called Stick Shift, and it's a game created by Robert Yang. It's an auto-erotic night driving game where you are the driver driving a stick shift car. You obviously start in gear one. Your goal is to get to the final gear by stroking and moving the stick shift to the correct way. No. Now, I've never learned how to drive a stick shift, so I was awful at this, but it's very sexual, and the driver, who appears to be male, is obviously very aroused with every success of upping his gear. His eyes roll around in the back of his head. His, are you serious?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I
know. His head moves around, and so once you get to gear four or so, there is a chance where cops will pull you over and bust you for being inappropriate.
No.
But if by chance you make it to the final gear, your driver pulls over, looks extremely satisfied, smokes a cigarette, as one does after sex, and then a timer goes off, what makes you wait 10 minutes before you can play again to recover.
Stop it.
And I download it, and we're going to play.
Oh, yeah. No, I've definitely seen this before.
Okay.
And watched people play it.
Ashley, I guess you're up then first.
I'm going to lose.
I don't know how to drive a stick shift.
Me either.
I can drive a stick tractor, but not a car.
So, okay.
Is this a smart idea to do it on your laptop?
It's okay. No. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
That sounds dangerous.
It's okay.
It sounds very dangerous. Okay. I'm not downloading it on my computer. I don't want
so
this game.
If you, for those listening, if you do want to download it, it's free. I did donate some money because I appreciate it. And we're going to use it for this episode. So, all right. Ashley? Come on over to the laptop.
Are you sure it's not going to cut off our sound?
If it does, then it does. And that's just, you can trip over the table on the way. That's fine.
What did you trip over?
A table.
There was, my drink was not on it, though.
No.
Tiny table.
My drink was on it.
Okay, so Ashley's going to start playing. I'm hoping it will just pick up the sound from the game. So.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Use mouse pad. So you got to hold down. Start the engine.
Oh god.
Nope.
And then use the mouse pad.
Oh.
See, the mouse pad strokes it.
Stop.
And then you gotta use the click buttons on the mouse pad to like try to switch gears.
Nope, I already hate this.
Grab it.
I am grabbing it.
Okay, now switch gears.
How do I get
you gotta hold down the button and move at the same time. Get down to gear two. There you go. Oh, it's
not. Nope.
I broke my car.
This is how you burn out your clutch.
Yeah. Stop. This is so horrible.
She's stroking the stick shift now.
The stick shift.
Oh, you made it to gear two.
Look at me.
Oh,
no. Nope. I died.
It's a really hard game. And all the comments on the YouTube video said that it was very hard as well, so don't feel bad.
0 to 10 on that game.
So yeah, that was fun.
Did it cut out our sound?
Nope. We're still going.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
funny that Logan has played it before and he knew exactly what I was talking about.
I knew. I've seen it.
See,
before.
The pieces are now coming together. Logan likes to go on long drives playing this game.
Right. Options.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. Does anybody have anything else?
I don't think so.
That
sums it up pretty well.
Yeah.
Colin just sent a picture to me of the heckin' chunk.
Yep.
Okay, your cat.
Oh.
Yep. Chunky girl. Do you guys want to hear what our next episode is?
Nikita said hi, by the way.
Hi, Nikita.
Yes. Ma said.
No comment.
He's not even gonna know who I am.
No.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so the next episode.
What is it?
All right, we're gonna stick to spooky season. Incubus and Succubus.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot of choices for Halloween. I almost went with like people who like having sex in graveyards. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot, but yeah, Incubus and Succubus. That'll be our next episode.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Danny said he missed Nikita's warm and tender touch.
That's
cute.
Kita, you better be listening.
He never listens. He doesn't give a shit about us.
All right, screw you. Okay. All right, I think that's it.
That's it.
We're signing off.
Woo.
Bye.